a meta approach to art. It's Art Talk on KCRW. R.H. Quaitman is best known as an artist whose paintings reference the history of art and its institutions, a hodgepodge, if you will, of artistic place. And over the years, she's produced more than 24 so-called chapters about the places where her shows are held to give people an idea of what she thinks of a cultural context. The latest is at MoCA downtown, where KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp went to check it out. And she says the best way for you to enjoy Quaitman's work is to relax and let the art do the work for you. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
We like that, right? Just relax. That's what art is.
That's right. And this work is intellectual and culturally aware, but it's also so seductive to look at. And she's dealing in this show with the history of MoCA. She deals with, in each exhibition, she deals with the location where the show is taking place. And MoCA, I mean, many people will know, but some people may not know, MoCA owns one of the most important works of art from the late 1960s, Michael Heiser's Double Negative, which consists of two big trenches bulldozed into the Nevada desert. So it's this very important work of art that is not actually in the museum, and very few people really go out there to see it. But Quaitman was interested in that as the topic for her exhibition.
Well, didn't MoCA commission a big work from her?
They did. They had her make an extremely long painting, a painting that probably has the impact of Double Negative itself. It takes up this enormously long gallery. It's very thin, dark on the bottom, sort of rough brown surfaces, and then pale blue gesso on the top. In a way, it references also, you know, Ed Ruscha's many darkened desert landscapes. You can't see the whole thing by just looking at it. You actually have to turn your head from side to side. But in that singular work of art, you're referencing the history of MoCA's collection, Michael Heiser is an earth artist, but you're also referencing her own many paintings, which are quite nicely made and really carefully thought out. They're not just idea. It's not just idea art. These are really paintings about paintings as well.
And she references those other works. I mean, a lot of artists focus on their own craft, but she does the referencing of other crafts, of other people who do art.
And I have to think that's partly because she comes from such an artistic family. Her mother is Susan Howe, a very well-known poet. Her father was Harvey Quaitman. Her stepfather's David von Schlegel. That's a lot of names, but you see that these are artists who have a real place in the art world. She grew up in the art world. She actually started her own collective gallery in New York City at one point. So she's been immersed in cultural awareness. And I think that allows her to make her own work, but she has to situate it within the art that precedes her and continues to this day.
You mentioned Michael Heiser. He's known for that big rock. What is it? Levitated mass, right? Over at LACMA.
That's exactly right. And you never thought you could own one, but you can. If you go to Gagosian Gallery in Beverly Hills, you'll see a few of them, not quite as large as the rock behind LACMA, but you'll see that some of them are for sale as individual wall relief sculptures. He's actually made like a steel enclosure for them and embedded them in the wall. They're pretty fantastic. And if you have, I would say, at least seven figures before Christmas, you can reward yourself.
You could, or somebody else, right?
That's right.
Could be Santa Claus. Or,
yes, you can.
Well, R.H. Quaitman's Mourning, Chapter 30, that's what it's called. It's on display at MoCA, the Museum of Contemporary Art, that's in downtown L.A. on Grand Avenue through the first week of February of next year. Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp, happy holidays to you. Thank you so much.
And to you, Steve.